Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We're experiencing technical difficulties tonight, so I'm not really sure what is going on with the broadcast, if you're able to hear me, but of course, I definitely want to continue on with it. I don't want to turn it off if there's somebody listening. So if you're out there listening, please forgive us tonight. I'm trying to get a hold of the company itself, but I'm not able to do that. And we only have about 12 minutes because I've been trying since before 8:30 to log on. But it seems like there's something going on, so I'm not quite sure what is happening. And seems that there's a problem with the overrides. So we have to use the Internet Explorer. Okay, so let's try that. So anyway, I'm going to keep talking. I don't know if anybody can hear me, but we're not going to give up. I'm going to go. And, you know, the wonderful thing about technology is that, you know, we just do what we do and figure it out, and we just keep moving on. So I am excited, as always, to be with you. And what I would do, if we cannot get the show to air tonight, I will do it again tomorrow night instead. So I know that people take time out of their busy schedules to come and listen to the show. And I would hate to think that somebody's out there listening and they can't hear anything. So I'm not quite sure what is going on tonight. So it's really puzzling to me, because I know that, you know, things do happen, and, you know, so I'm not sure. But anyway, we're going to continue on. If this is your first time listening to Issues Concerning Women, thank you so very, very much. I really appreciate you turning into the show. We are on every Thursday night at 8:30, and Issues Concerning Women is the organization that I started in 2007 to empower women to be the best that they can be, to live their lives the way that they want to live them. I talk about real issues that women are facing today, and I have a love for our women and community and their families, and not just the women, the children, their husbands, their work, their businesses. What I try to do is to enlighten them about different things, enrich their lives, encourage them to take a step that they normally wouldn't take. I've been doing some research on counterpoint, and there was a book that was written in 1928, and what it is your point of view, and then a counterpoint of view. And in everything that we do, we can do that and debate in life, and especially since we're in this political arena, we watch it with the different parties on television, Republican, Democratic, Independent parties debating their issues, getting their point across. But the wonderful thing about Issues Concerning Women is no right or wrong answer. We are here to help you, to let you know that we believe in you, that we want to answer your questions, and that you have a viewpoint. And so I think that my next blog is going to be about that, your viewpoint. And when we talk about viewpoints, oftentimes we're looking at where we are, who we are, and how we think about things in our position and how they pertain to us particularly, because I know that for me, being a businesswoman, I'm also a mother, a wife, I'm in the ministry, I pastor a church. So my life has different points of view about different topics. Now, what I may talk about in the religious sector may be a totally different conversation that I will have with my 19-year-old son, because, of course, his point of view is going to be different from us, because he thinks that I'm old, that he's young, and he's hip, and he knows what's going on. So when we're talking about viewpoints and points of view, it is always controversial at some points in times where everybody won't agree on a particular topic or a particular subject. But, you know, through all things, we can get through all things because God is awesome and he allows us to have those points of view. He wants us all to be different, and he wants us all to be there to talk about where we are, what we do, how we're going to get from point A to point B. We also have to think about our attitude. And today I could have taken the attitude that I don't want to do this show if there's nobody listening. But, you know, this is my business. This is what I do. And just in case there's somebody on the line that can hear me, I want to be there for you. And even though what I'm talking about might not make any sense to you, but I wanted to let you know that I do care, that I do care that you took the time out of your busy schedule to tune in to Issues Concerning Women. The show is going to end in a few minutes, but I did want you to know that I'm here for you, and if you would like to call me after the show, the number is 757-567-6734, and or you can go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, just like it sounds, issuesconcerningwomen.com. I might not sound so excited tonight. I've been having a little issue, battling a little cold, but, you know, I am getting better and better every day. I thank God that I'm able to speak. Last week, I lost my voice completely. I could not speak above a whisper, and I'm pretty sure my husband probably was glad for a couple of hours that he didn't have to listen to me go on and on about something, because I'm a talker, as you probably know. If you listen to my show, I love conversation because that engages us in our everyday life. That gives us the opportunity to take a stand about something, to give our viewpoints, to let you know what our attitude is, and to have a point of view, to have a vantage point, you know, where we're talking about our issues and the things that we're going through. And with Issues Concerning Women, every issue is not bad. We talk about home ownership, how you can repair your credit, how you can motivate yourself to be great in the workplace, and how you can change your life by just doing things different in your relationship. So everything is not bad. We do have good things that we talk about and good points of view that we expute out there into the atmosphere. Also, I wanted to let you know that April the 27th through the 29th, 2012, Issues Concerning Women will be in Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be in Roswell, Atlanta, at the Holiday Inn Express. So if you live in that area, or if you know somebody that lives in Atlanta and you would like for us to meet because you think I'm awesome, and I, of course, I want to meet those people that are listening to my show, come out and join us. We're going to be there for two nights, that Friday night, Saturday, and we'll leave that Sunday morning after our morning service. So it's going to be an awesome weekend. It's a girlfriend's getaway retreat. We're hoping to take a bus from Virginia Beach, and it looks like we're well on the way to getting that all in place. The hotel is all registered and booked for us, and some people are flying in, so they won't need the bus service. But for those who just want to sit back and relax, we're going to get on the bus, so you need to join us. You need to get ready, get set, get ready to grow, to bring something back if you're here in Hampton Roads, or if you're in Atlanta, to take something into your community to let them know that Issues Concerning Women was in Atlanta. We're on tour this year, and when we leave Atlanta in April, our next location will be in New Jersey, and that probably will be in June or July. We're trying to space things out so that people that want to travel with me will be able to do so. I know that we're in a recession, but, you know, God doesn't have a recession, and we're able to move from where we are to move forward, to press towards the mark, and to know that, you know, this is a wonderful season. We've had a fairly mild winter so far, and hopefully that will continue on so that we can go spring right into the spring and summer months, and to just have a good time and to be present in our life, to live our lives like we mean it, to know that we are important, that we do have a viewpoint, that you do have a voice, and I'm here to give you the voice and to give you the forum so that you can speak and talk about what's going on with you. I want to send a shout out to Sarah and to Jamie tonight, to Robin, to Regina, all the ladies that listen to the show, Cynthia Tyler, she's my girl, she listens to the show whenever she can, and those of you that I don't get to speak to on a regular basis, I have wonderful people that have called and what book reviews, so they'll be coming on starting next week, and I won't give out too much information, so If this show does not air tonight, what I will do is do the show tomorrow night, so if I can work that out with programming. But, you know, I'm so excited, and I just want to always let you know that I am here for you. We are here to talk about whatever you need. If it's just somebody to listen to, you know, what's going on in your life, you need a shoulder to lean on. It's just concerning women is here. We are going to be present, more present this year than we've ever been before. So if you would like for Issues Concerning Women to come in your city, please let me know. Please call me at 757-567-6734 or go to my email address at icwdirector@gmail.com. Invite me. If you're putting together a program and you want a dynamite speaker, I will come. I'm telling you, guys, we'll have so much fun. And like I said, my voice is not 100%, so I can't scream and yell like I normally do. But I'm just so excited to always be with you, to be in the presence of wonderful people who are moving on and giving me such great feedback. Thank you for going to the message board and sending me messages. I thank you so much. I really appreciate all of you that support my show. I really want to be in full force this year. I really want to have my viewpoint out there, and I really want you to be able to give your point of view on the Issues Concerning Women radio show. So you know what? We'll be back. If this does not record tonight, I'm going to definitely do a show tomorrow, and then we'll come back Thursday night at 8:30 next week and just get back on our regular schedule. But I didn't want to miss you guys tonight. If you're out there, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This is your first time. Thank you. I will definitely be in touch. Please send me a message. Let me know that you did enjoy the few minutes that we were on tonight because of the technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on, but you know what? It's playing in the working, and there's power in the playing, and we're going to get it all straight so that you'll be able to really fully get Issues Concerning Women, know what we're about, and be a part of who we are. We thank you so much for tuning into the show. We will be back next week, Thursday night at 8:30. God bless you. Good night.